How did it feel to pass publicly and just have some fun out there? Look like you were enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it was fun to you know, I've been saying for, you know, a couple of weeks now that I'm healthy and good enough to go, and I don't think all y'all believe me. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing I wanted to do, was show that I could go out there and, you know, take an explosive drop and throw the ball downfield, you know, like everyone knows I can. And, you know, it was great to get out there and compete and throw the ball around with, you know, all my guys that I threw with for 3 years for one final time.
I know you've been throwing, but it's a chance for us to see, and all these 32 representatives from around the NFL. How do you feel it went for you as far as how you threw the football, Zach?
You know, I think people think it's pretty remarkable at 13 weeks, you know, where I'm at. I did a lot of good things today, you know, but, you know, sometimes I just hold myself to almost an unrealistic standard, and, you know, I wasn't too pleased with myself on some of those throws today, but, you know, all things considering, I thought I did okay, but still a lot of room to improve on.
What throws did you feel like you could have done better on or improved on today?
All the ones that weren't accurate.
Zach, when do you think you'll be 100%? Zach, how long do you think it'll be?
You know, right now I'm probably 85-90%. Yeah, I think by rookie camp in May I'll be 100%.
Zach, how much throwing did you do before today, private workouts?
I haven't had any private workouts with teams. You know, hopefully I'll get more now, because now they've seen that I'm okay. But, you know, you saw with the Clemson offensive lineman, he got hurt. I think, you know, my feedback from some teams, they're afraid to work me out because they don't want, you know, me to injure anything. So I haven't had any private workouts, but I've been throwing every day with the guys here that are in town. And, you know, we were able to gel and mesh kind of how we were. But, you know, we're still off a little bit on timing things. But, yeah, I thought we did pretty well today.
Zach, do you have any workouts scheduled with teams yet?
Yeah, I got a few. You know, I'm flying to the Jaguars tomorrow. You know, I got a couple rest this week and then next week. So, yeah, I'm excited for all those.
Can you name any of the other teams?
Saturday with the Lions.
Do you think you kind of teams that were maybe worried about your health, that you maybe put some of that to rest today, Zach?
Yeah, I think I showed that, you know, I'm not going to start the season on a you know, PUP list. You know, I think I showed that, you know, I'm healthy enough to go through practice, compete for a job, and, you know, by the time the season rolls around in September, I should be, you know, fully healed, no question.
Was there a time when you were worried as to whether that would be the case, and how did you deal with the, you know, that going forward?
I mean, you tear your ACL in late November and have surgery early January, you know, you kind of doubt, you know, being back in 3 months and throwing. But, you know, I had Jack Marucci and Dr. Bankston with me, and, yeah, they kept reminding me that I was going to be fine in 3 months. And, you know, here I am 3 months later, and, you know, they were right. So, yeah, I probably should have stressed a little less and just listened to Jack.
How good was it for you to have Cam Cameron out there with you today and helping you prepare for this game?
You know, I think that's something that that's a luxury for us at LSU, you know, getting ready for the NFL. So many other guys have been working with, you know, quarterback gurus or whatever. You know, we've been working with a guy who's been a successful offensive coordinator in the NFL. You know, for this situation today, he knows exactly what teams want to see and what they're looking for in each and every one of us. And, you know, we're able to do that and display what our abilities are in front of those teams.